It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor James Wynn of Elmo. We're going to talk some Elmo City business, plus we got to talk horse and buggy days because it is just right around the corner. Mayor Wynn, how are you today?
Doing great, thanks.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. Let's talk. You said we got a little bit, not a lot, a little of Elmo City business that you wanted to kind of discuss. And one of them has to do with people and their questions about dumpsters. There's something going on out there we need to talk about. Let's let that out first.
All right, well, we had some dumpsters. We put them just outside of town. And when that happened, we started having some problems with people using it as a drug spot, I guess, pick up drugs and that kind of thing. So the sheriff's department let us know that, and some concerned citizens came to town council and asked that we put a fence up or something. So we plan to put a fence up, but until that fence gets put up and we're able to lock it, then we're not able to have the dumpsters. So hopefully, we're hoping in the next month or two we'll have that fence up and we'll be able to supply that. It's a good thing for the community to have, so they don't have to run clear to Castle Bell.
Right. So the dumpsters are coming back. It's just going to be that fence needs to get built and those kinds of things, so that just kind of secure them up a little bit.
Yeah.
All sure. Right. All right. And we were talking previously, we've talked in the past about pickleball courts. And, you know, it's really starting to take off in this area. Price has them. There's some in Huntington there. And Elmo's putting in pickleball as well. So let's talk about that.
Well, we have the plans. We've been planning it for a couple months, but we finally made the decision last night of what we're going to get. And hopefully we'll be able to get that put in this month. They also want us to put a tennis net up because the tennis courts are gone at the high school right now. So the girls want to practice. So we're going to set that up as well. So this next month, you should be looking for them.
Looking for
popular sport. My kids stay there. It's hard to get on the court sometimes.
I keep getting told that I need to go out and play it. I haven't played it yet, but it does. It's really starting to take off, especially in our area right now. And another one, your sidewalk project, where are you standing with that? Is that kind of finished for now?
Yeah, we're all done. We had the final inspection last month, and looks like everything looks good. It's good project. We did an extra big one, so we'll be another year or two, and then we'll do another one, get some more sidewalks in.
Okay. Now that we've got all that stuff out of the way, let's start talking about the fun stuff. Horse and buggy days has been kind of a staple at Elmo for as long as I can remember, and last year it kind of got a little curtailed, but this year it's back. So let's talk about when is it, and let's talk about some of the events that you've got wrapped around horse and buggy days.
All right, so we have planned to do on Thursday the town dinner, where everybody comes together and we have a dinner, just visit and that kind of stuff. And then also we'll have some kids' games that night that we usually do, races and that kind of thing, so the kids can have fun. And then on Friday we start with a bike ride. In the evening time, we'll have a bike ride for everybody. And then that night at dark, we'll have our glow run. So we usually start lining up and getting that set up around 9 o'clock. And we have a part of our road headed out of town that we block off. And so you're just running in the dark. There's no street lights, anything like that. It's just in the dark. It's a fun little thing. Everybody has glow sticks and things, so you can see people going by it, but it's a good time. It's a fun time for us.
And then what have we got planned on Saturday?
Saturday we'll start with a breakfast, and we'll have breakfast at the park, and then after the breakfast on Saturday we'll have a parade. We'll start lining up at 10, and the parade will start at 10:30, and then we'll have bingo at the pavilion in the park, and then we'll also have bounce houses from Denigen's, and we'll have a foam pit for the kids to play in, different games and things, and our horseshoe tournament and cornhole.
So it's going to be an entire weekend, and when are the dates on it again?
It's August 12th through the 14th.
So make your plans now to get out and have some fun. at Horse and Buggy Days. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and we'll touch base again, oh, maybe the 1st of August, and then you'll be kind of more solidified in Horse and Buggy Days, and we can kind of go through it from there. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Thanks so much once again for calling in and talking to us today.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Mayor James Wynn of Elmo City talking some city business, and we're talking Horse and Buggy Days right around the corner. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.